want to share something about Anchor. You know, as human, we love anchors. We love our life to be anchored. Whenever we want that to drop that anchor and feel so good about us having an anchor. What is the anchor in our life as a human? Success, prosperity. We build things, and what we build becomes our anchor. Even if it's ministry, humanitarian work, or business, or anything in between, or education. Those things that we have built, we think we built them. Those things we have built will become our anchor. Of course, we will love them, because whatever we built, we're going to end up loving it. And then they will become our anchor. Our own faith becomes our own anchor, our own hope, our own Bible reading, our ability to understand the Greek and the Hebrew, our ability to be so wise and invest money and then help the kingdom, that becomes our anchor. But my friend, there is only one anchor. One thing we should grab hold of. We could still build things. We could still build businesses and anything we want to. It's His good pleasure to give good gifts. However, I would say we should not hold on even to God's blessing when it comes, even if He built the house. We only hold on to Jesus Christ, and He is the anchor that we should hold on to, nothing else. He should be our anchor. I'm just talking to myself, really. I'm preaching to myself. Jesus, my anchor. Sometimes I get so frustrated because I was not able really to build anything or to really see if I ever built anything, even in the spirit. I get mad, you know. I want proof, like David numbered his army. I want proof. I want to see that I have built something. And this morning I said, why are you mad? Then I said, oops, because I want an anchor. I cannot show any anchor to anybody because I really never built anything here. I tried. And it's not that building is bad, building businesses or ministry. But they should never become an anchor to us. When we go put our head in that pillow, with my Persian accent, we say pillow. With that pillow, I'm trying to have a better accent. When we put our head in that pillow, our anchor should not be what we have built. Jesus should minister to us at all times. We should allow Him to minister to us, not our own success or the remembrance of our own fruit and our success and what, how tall we have built things here on earth. I got really mad this morning and I got sad because I couldn't find anything that I have built that I could show off to humanity. Then I said, come on. The anchor should be Jesus. I'm glad I couldn't build anything because otherwise I would have really grabbed hold of that anchor. But they are not anchor. Blessings of God, they are not anchors. They're blessings. There is only one anchor, one center, one Son, Jesus Christ. We grab hold of Him in that sense. A prostitute and a tax collector and a nobody's immediately could grab hold onto the anchor. And then hopefully some Pharisees, they will come and they will grab, they will drop their anchor, which is all the religious duties and don'ts and do's, and will grab hold onto the anchor, Jesus Christ. Our hope, our faith, our love, our blessings and our anchor, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.